Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another weekend of splendid mortgage discussion where all of you can enjoy talk about interest rates and APRs and buying a house and getting cash out and refinancing. And we have inappropriate Uncle Bubba with us today.
Yay.
We're trying to get Tress Collins with us. She's on a Zoom call, but there's technical difficulties, so she can see us and we can hear her, but she can't.
She can listen to the show.
Yeah, she can listen. Anyway, she wants to go online, she can listen to the show. So, but hi, Bubba, how are you?
I'm doing great.
We don't get to see each other all the time.
Yeah.
So what are you up to these days?
We're just working and hanging out, grandkids. Yesterday, big back-to-school swimming party for all the kids in the neighborhood.
I remember when I was a kid, we didn't go back to school in Michigan until the second week of September.
We went back the day after Labor Day. Yeah, that was it.
And now these kids are going back to school in the middle of August.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we didn't get out till June, though. We didn't get out to the first week of June, and we went back in the first week of September. Hopefully the kids got to enjoy their summer. It's coming to a quick end. If they got to go outside and do anything in this heat. But we're here to talk about you, the hotness of the mortgage market, or the coldness of the mortgage market, depending on how you look at it. If you're out there trying to buy a home or refinance or get cash out, we're at TexasLending.com. We've been around for over 21 years, incorporated here in Dallas-Fort Worth. And we've actually been doing business since 1998 and helping people. And through all the interesting times in the mortgage world, through all the different changes of 9/11 and 2008, and 2018 was an interesting time in the mortgage world, and, well, COVID years, and now we're in this situation. And if you haven't heard, this week the mortgage rates was announced that mortgage rates came down a little bit. But you got to watch out for what you're reading, because mortgage rates are moving very fast, up and down, daily. Daily. One day they're down 0.25%. The next day they're up 0.25%. So you hear mortgage rates are down 0.25%. If you call in, they've already gone back up 0.25%. So you're not quite sure what you're reading and what the realities are. The stock market's moving, and you got the stock market moving, and then you got the bond market moving and
grooving.
If you are at home and you're trying to get a loan, here's what's going on. It was announced that this week that mortgage rates hit. Had the lowest rates since April, they said. Mortgage rates had come down. They had come down from their highs just about a month ago.
That was a week ago.
Yeah.
They're a week behind.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, the news that you read in the newspaper about mortgage rates is always a week behind. I can tell you that.
That's for sure.
So what ends up happening is, whatever happened, for example, here we are in the first week of August, and whatever happened in this first week of August will be reported next week in the newspaper. But next week in the newspaper isn't going to be reporting what's actually going on during the second week of August. So It's all a week behind. And so for you at home, just know that mortgage rates are moving around. They're a little bit lower than they were a month ago. I can tell you that. They're a little bit lower than they were. If you're trying to get cash out of your house, it can be a great opportunity right now. We're reading that consumers are taking out more debt than they ever have.
Mm-hmm.
Consumers are tapping out on all their credit cards and trying to pay for all the inflation of all the things that are going up on them. And so we at TexasLending.com are here to help you get those cash out refinances or those home purchases. People still buying homes out there. Home values slowing down a little bit in terms of their rise.
Les, I have a good realtor in my family that's saying that she's actually seen some home offers go through on the first bid. Yeah, without paying over.
Yeah, so the owners have to say, I'm going to pay you $50,000 more.
Yep, so that's really good news. Because
if you're a buyer.
Yes, if you're a buyer.
So there might be a balance right now between buyers
and
sellers.
I think so.
Sellers want to sell, buyers want to buy, but they don't have 50 offers on your house.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to be careful out there. We had a person in Frisco that was listing their home for $500,000, and now it's listed at $415,000.
Wow.
So, you know, that's part of the new mortgage world. If you're out there trying to buy a home right now, now might be the time for you. We're TexasLending.com. Text us, 972-387-4600. Get your text in now. We will answer your questions here on the air, and we will be happy to help you with that home loan. I'm Kevin Miller. I'm the owner and CEO of TexasLending.com, and inappropriate Uncle Bubba's been around this business for over 20 years now.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to a couple of friends that are listening. Bill Meckler out in Springtown, we did his loan, several loans for him. And Andy Braun, our good golfing buddy's listening in. He said, entertain me.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
well, when you got Kevin and inappropriate Uncle Bubba, we ought to be able to come up with something.
We're trying to get Tress on. She's the entertaining
one. Yes, she is.
We're talking about mortgages, but Bubba, you're on the front lines. You're talking to people trying to get cash out of their home. They're trying to pay off debts. They're trying to do things. Are they concerned? What are they doing?
Yes, I think they are concerned. They're still having a problem with the higher interest rates. But when you talk to them, you just say, look, this is the new low rates. You know, 3% rates, who knows if that ever comes back.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But, you know, if you have $100,000 in credit card debt, which a lot of these people do, and the debt's piling up, too. And then I'm also seeing people that should have done this maybe 6 months ago or a year ago.
Well,
and now they're in a pickle.
Well, so here's the situation is this $100,000 of credit card debt, that can be $4,000 a month.
Now, because the interest rates are rising even more.
So, and I know every time that the Federal Reserve increases rates, it's not affecting mortgages. Matter of fact, we just said that the mortgage rates are at the lowest they've been since April. If you listen to this show, every week we talk to you and say, as the Federal Reserve continues to raise the short-term rates, your long-term rates can stabilize and possibly come down. They're trying to slow down inflation. If inflation is low, then long-term rates can stay low. If inflation is high, your short-term rates are going to go up. So as the Federal Reserve continues to raise rates, you're going to see more pressure on long-term rates to stabilize and potentially go down a little bit. Now, are they going to go down to where they were? I don't think so, unless the Federal Reserve creates a depression. So if there is a depression that is created by shutting down industries and the economy, if that happens, then who knows? Rates might go right back down. But right now, they have their sights set on getting the overnight rates to 4%. The overnight rate is currently at 2.25%. So the Federal Reserve is talking about continuing to increase rates, trying to get them up 3.5% to 4%. That's where they want them to be for the short-term rates. In the meantime, your long-term rates, we're seeing some rates in the fours again. Your 15 years, potentially in the fours. There were some purchases locked in the fours this week. And so that's not too awful, having rates in the fours. As a matter of fact, prior to 2008, that didn't even exist. So, you know,
I know in 1982 it didn't exist when I got 18% on my first house. So,
you can call us at TexasSunny.com. You can text us today, right now, 972-387-4600. If you want to buy a home, here's how you text us. Tell us how much money you make. 972-387-4600. Tell us how much money you make, what is your down payment going to be, and what's your credit score. We'll let you know about how much home you might be able to buy. and how much payment you might be able to have. And now if you want to get a refinance, cash out kind of situation, let us know what you currently owe on your home. Let us know what your home is worth. And let us know how much credit card debt you want to pay off, what kind of debts you want to pay off, or what kind of cash you're trying to get out. We'll let you know how much cash you can get out.
Mm-hmm.
And so you said you're seeing people, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. If you're a first-time listener, then Inappropriate Uncle Bubba delivers on everything that it says. And so you don't have to imagine too far what that means. But so Inappropriate.
Yes.
Should I just call you Inappropriate, or should I just call you Uncle Bubba?
No, call me Uncle Bubba.
Okay. Uncle Bubba, see?
I don't want to be known for being inappropriate.
Well, that's what you're known for, and that's not what they call you. Okay. Ah. So these people with $100,000 of credit card debt, you said some of them are waited too long. Is their credit hurt?
Yes. Their credit's, instead of being in the 700s, now their credit, and it's not always just because of, lates and things like that, but it's in the 640s, 660s. Which is
you can still get a loan. Your rates could be higher.
It's not just late. It's not just that. It's just that there's LTV constrictions from Fannie Mae compression or whatever that's happening in the marketplace because of the.
Yeah, our texts are coming in.
Yeah, our texts coming in. We're hearing
them.
We're
hearing texts come in, which was an interesting little dynamic.
Oh, we never heard that before.
Yeah.
It wasn't my phone, Kevin. I know you think I'm being inappropriate, but it wasn't my phone.
Sometimes we hear voices in our head, and we don't know if it's just the complications with the drugs or if it's the psychosis.
Uh-huh.
But we're hearing noises in our head, and we didn't know what was going on, and it's that your texts are coming through.
But I'm seeing a lot of people that maybe at 640 and 660 can't get 80% loan to value.
Maybe
and
70.
They need 80%.
I see.
70%. If I can tell you the credit score, and it depends on if you have assets. If you have assets, if you have a 401k, then you have ability to maybe move that LTV up. But you're still hit with these pricing adjustments, loan level pricing adjustments for that credit score.
Well, if you want to get your loan done with TexasLending.com, text us today, 972-387-4600. Call our office right now. We have loan officers waiting to help you with a cash-out refinance. A lot of you have it, a lot of debt, and debts aren't going down right now. What's interesting is I don't know if everyone is getting a big raise. Our government reported that their tax receipts were 15% higher through June. Than in any prior year, 15% higher. So our government is making 15% more money than they ever have.
Mm-hmm.
And they just passed a new bill in Congress that's going to tax citizens and businesses more. And so the government's doing quite well. If you're working for the government, you're doing pretty good. You at home, hopefully you're also getting 50% raises. And to help go pay off some of the
debt. Yeah, the one thing I would say is look at your financial situation right now, because a lot of people are saying, well, they're holding off. But the way that the credit things work, and if you're piling up credit card debt, your credit score is going down. I've seen this with mine, because mine goes up and down because I charge everything and pay it off. But you have one accidental late like I did on a charge card. Then all of a sudden, that affects your credit score.
Every late is accidental, Bubba.
No, that one was late.
It was accidental.
It was accidental.
Everyone's late are accidental.
I haven't had a late on a credit card in 30 years.
Okay.
Still this one.
Bubba had a late one, everyone. And so, do y'all do USDA loan underwriting? And the answer is yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
USDA loan underwriting. If you are looking for a USDA loan, what's a USDA loan? It's a loan for people out in the rural parts of Texas that want to get a zero down loan.
Mm-hmm.
There are income restrictions. There are
asset
restrictions. You can't. You shall not have money.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get a zero down loan, that is the rule of the USDA loan is they verify that you don't have money. They want to make sure you don't have money if they're going to give you money, which is interesting. So
don't provide that savings.
Yeah. So Inappropriate Uncle Bubba is being inappropriate right now.
I'm just trying to give you a hint.
So that is true. We do USDA load underwriting. You can call our office right now, 972-387-4600. We'll be happy to help you out there. We're going to take a break here in a second, but in the meantime, you get your text questions in, 972-387-4600. That's the same number that you call for a loan officer at TexasLending.com. Okay, Bubba, here's one. If you locked in a rate last month, but they dropped this week, can you get the better rate?
Depends on the company. At TexasLending.com, yes.
If you locked in last month, but the rate dropped this week, can you get the better rate? Depends on what you locked at.
Well, the rate dropped last week.
The rate dropped last week, and it came back up in the middle of, for example, yesterday was one of the worst days for rates in the entire year. So rates went up drastically, violently yesterday after they announced that we had the best jobs report in years. So the economy is at an all-time high. And they had all-time increase in the unemployment rate's near the all-time low. The unemployment rate's and employment, it's an all-time high. So with that being the case, rates went violently up yesterday.
And violently?
So, violently. Right when the announcement came out for the jobs report, rates went up very fast. And so if you locked in last month, but they dropped this week, we'll have to take a look and see if the rates actually are lower than where you locked them in. Because they have been moving in a half a percent window. Up, they went up half a percent, they came down half a percent, they came back up a quarter percent. We don't know what's going to happen Monday. Maybe they go up again on Monday. We don't know. But here's the deal. Is it a benefit for you to get money?
Yes.
That's what we're here for. Is it a benefit for you to get cash out of your home? Is it a benefit for you to buy a home? If it is, we're TexasLending.com, and we're here to help. But in the meantime, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to answer more of your questions. Get your questions in now, 972-387-4600. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan. We're back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller and inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
And Tress.
So the voices in our head, Tress had to go. But she was trying to get in, but it wasn't working out. But I can tell you that those voices in our head are also apparently in the head of the listener. So when you're texting us in now, you hear, we're trying to figure out how this happened. This has never happened before. We don't know why you can hear text coming in on our computer.
I think it's because Tress is in Palestine. That's why.
Well, I think is what happened is these texts are coming, when they're trying to set up the, here's what happened is we are for our friend Tress. She's usually on the show with us. She moved to Palestine. So we have it set up so she can be on her radio headset and her radio contraption there down in Palestine, and it would sound like she's here in the studio with us. However, when they did all the lines and the communications and hooked up all the wires, apparently,
And then when she did her Zoom call, she had lingerie on.
Bubba. Now, I mean, listen. He said he didn't want to be known as inappropriate. He doesn't want to be – everyone knows him as being inappropriate. He just wants to be called something else. So, all right, inappropriate Uncle Bubba. So we have text lines, 972-387-4600. And so here's the question. It says they're trying to get a new house. That's not even a question. It says I'm trying to get a house. I'm a first-time buyer. Well, it's not a question, but we'll try to set you on the right path.
Might be a good time.
It is now.
Better time.
You know, sometimes it's a buyer's market. Sometimes it's a seller's market. For the last couple of years, it's been a seller's market. Right now, it's kind of equally balanced between a seller's market, because homes are still selling, and a buyer's market. There's just not as many homes selling, so sellers can now, or buyers can now get a good bid on a house. So if you're trying to get that first-time home buyer loan, one, get pre-approved with TexasLending.com. Call us today. Call our home purchase team. We'll get you pre-approved. You then can go out shopping with a realtor for your home, and they'll be able to take you around Texas and find you a good spot. Again, that's 972-387-4600. If you're buying a home and you're in a rural area, a USDA loan might be possible. That's a zero-down loan. 100% financing from the federal government. Here's some mortgage insurance that you're going to be paying. That insurance insures the lenders in case you default on the home. And then there's also the VA loan. If you're a veteran, you have the zero down option there. These all come with different rates and APRs, as USDA rates are different than VA rates. You have an FHA loan. That is awfully loud. That is awfully loud. That is the Zoom call loudness. We apologize for that. But if you are not the Zoom call, the text message loudness. So anyway, if you want an FHA loan, it's 3.5% out of pocket. And if you want to do a conventional loan, it's 3% out of pocket for a first time home buyer. 3% down.
3% down.
On conventional. 3.5% minimum out of pocket on FHA. Conventional loans have different mortgage insurance than FHA loans. Mm-hmm. They have different rates and APRs. Mm-hmm. They're going to have different credit requirements, too. So FHA, VA, conventional, USDA loans, these all have different, they all have different credit requirements. And so it's, if you're buying a home for the first time, it can be overwhelming. We're just going to try to make it whelming. We're going to try to get rid of the over and make it, because it's still something you don't know how to do and you're doing it for the first time. Just like anything, you can be whelmed. We're just going to try to not get you
the
overwhelmed.
The good news, this is to the point where you call TexasLending.com, talk to somebody on our purchase team, and forge a relationship that will last you for life.
Call. Bubba's trying to make commercials. Listen to him. That sounded really good, Bubba.
No, thank you.
Now, he said, forge relationships that will last you for a lifetime.
Yes.
Call our office, loan officers.
I have that myself.
They want to help you. Bubba's done so many loans for so many people. That's all of his friends.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Text us, 972-387-4600. Here's a person. They make $70,000 annually for all of you at home. That's about $5,750, somewhere on there. And let me see. 675 credit score, Bob. 675.
Mm-hmm.
$40,000 in debt. What's their best option of getting rid of the debt? Now, it doesn't say anything about having a house. Oh, they have a 15-year loan. They pay $950 a month at 3.5%. How do they get rid of the debt? You know, it's dependent on, I'd like this person to text us back and let us know. I would like them to text us back, what is the value of your home and what do you owe on your home?
Mm-hmm.
We want to know what the value of your home, because we don't know how much debt you can pay off with a cash back refinance. That's where we come in. There are options to go get lines of credit from a bank to go pay off your credit card debt. Sometimes lines of credit can mm-hmm. be lower than credit card debt. And there are different ways to get cash, but ours mm-hmm. is going to be with you on a home cash out refinance. Text us the value of your home and what you owe on it, so we might be able to help you with that. All right, and then here's the next question. If you want to text us, it's 972-387-4600. If you want to call somebody, it's 972-387-4600. Call a loan officer. Talk to them now. If you call our office, you'll talk to a loan officer typically under 10 seconds. You'll always
typically.
Typically. Could be 11, 12. I want to make sure that I ain't lying. Typically about 10 seconds after you call and talk to one of our receptionists, they're going to have you do a loan officer pretty darn quick. They're waiting for you right now. Go online and apply on TexasLending.com. Go online and apply this morning, and the loan officer will be contacting you pretty darn quick.
Pretty darn fast.
PDQ. Okay.
PDF.
Now, this person says, a little shocked on $100,000 credit card debt. What percentage of people have over $20,000 in debt that apply for a loan?
Ah.
What percentage of people, not a whole lot, have $100,000 in credit card debt, but what do you see?
Oh, I see quite a bit.
1 in 20? About 1 in 20?
Yeah, you know, I mean, most of the cash out that I'm seeing right now is to pay off credit card debt, or you know, there's a lot of that back to school
stuff. So here's the thing:
college
rates have come down a little bit, and so if you're going to get a cash out refinance for 30 years, it's probably going to be in the fives. And if you're buying a home, you have potential to get a home rate in the fours. Mm-hmm. Potential. One of the things that's happening out there, and this is an interesting thing, is some of these sellers now are motivated. And
I think they're scared.
Not only that, because you're trying to sell your home for $450,000. The client can only afford $420,000. We're actually hearing about this, that sellers are paying down points for the person to buy their rate down such that they can afford the house.
Wow.
So this is a real thing, and realtors are talking about it. Realtors
are
saying that sellers are paying 3 and 4 points to buy your rate from 5 down to 4.
Yeah.
And so if the sellers can, let's say they want to sell their home for $450,000, but but you can't afford it at the current rates. All of a sudden, you get approved, and all of a sudden, the rates go up on you. Some of the sellers now have equity in their house that they're willing now to start paying some of the closing costs for the buyer.
Yeah.
This was not happening. Buyers were having to come in with $50,000 extra cash. Now you might be able to have a negotiation to have the seller cover some of your closing costs for you. If you can only afford the down payment, they're covering some closing costs. They're covering helping buy. Not everybody. Not every home is going to have not every seller's got that equity. So some sellers just got to get out because they have the debt, and they got to get their debt paid off because they can't afford it. So that's the one thing.
And I have seen that too. I have seen people that actually really and truly, with where their credit is right now, need to sell their property before somebody takes it from them.
Yes.
And then pay off their debt and either start all over again.
This is what's different than 2008 right now.
Right now, yeah.
We don't know where things go from here, but 2008, people had no equity in their house. They were getting 100% financing on all the subprime loans. Some of them were getting 110% financing on subprime loans. So they were already upside down in their house, and when they got in credit trouble, they couldn't sell their house. People have a lot of equity right now. Some of that's going to be used to pay for closing costs. Some of it's going to be used so they can get out of their house and pay off their debts. At some point, as home values stabilize and people start dropping some of their prices so they can get rid of their house, mm-hmm. to get rid of their debt, as that starts happening, it's going to start moving markets a little bit here. And for now, people have equity in their house. We will sometime during the week, hopefully we don't have to have these loud noises coming your way, when you are trying to get your text coming to us, 972-387-4600. It means people like us, Bubba.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe they like themselves and they want help. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help you. And so 972-387-4600, that's the text line. You can also go online and you can apply for a loan on TexasLending.com. Okay, next, is there any options for cash out refinance with terrible credit? Business didn't do good this year and got behind on several payments. Got behind on several payments on credit card debt. So there are loans for people who have credit debt with bad credit. There are loans. They're called non-QM, non-qualified mortgage. You're not qualified for a government-sponsored loan like a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, VA, FA. You're not qualified for one of those loans. So non-qualified means you're not qualified for a government-insured, government-backed entity. So there are lenders. There are loans. TexasLending.com does non-qualified mortgages. There are different rates. There are different loan amounts. And we have a team that does them, that only does non-qualified mortgages. Mm-hmm. You can call our team right now at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply. Tell them that you might need one of those loans because your credit cards have hurt your credit. And we'll take a look and see if we can help you out. We're going to take a break right now. We were hearing your texts come in. Get them in during the break. And we will get back to them after the break. Go online and apply right now and call and text at 972-387-4600. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan. Yeah. We're back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba is filling his quota of inappropriateness today.
That wasn't bad.
Well, there's different levels of inappropriateness, of course. But
It's never inappropriate when
it's endearing. It's no, I'm just wrong. You're inappropriate. So, all right. So, we hope that we have solved the problem of everyone in the world hearing all of the texts come into the show. That is 972-387-4600. They're still coming in. And we want to answer them for you. So, that text line and the line to talk to a loan officer now. If you start this weekend, the school's starting soon. You're going to start having that free shopping weekend. You're going to start having, you know, all these other things coming up. Your vacations are going to, your last second summer vacations are coming up. Get your loan application going now for that cash out refinance. We know that people have debt. We know that people have debt. Credit card debt is at an all-time high in the United States. It was just announced. So you, if you're at home and you're, that $20,000 in credit card debt could be $800 a month out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You throw that same thing into a mortgage, it might be $120 a month, okay? So you're going to go from $800 a month down to $120 on the debt, on that credit card debt. You still have your mortgage debt, but I'm just saying that if it could save you $500 a month, that's after tax savings. $500 a month, $6,000 a year, that your cash flow freeing up. If rates drop, you can look to refinance that loan down the road. But if right now, if the best solution is not to sell your house, and your best solution is, okay, I got $20,000 of debt, and we can clean up some this cash flow situation, take the stress off. You don't even know how much stress you got till the stress till the debt payments are lower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've done so many reverse mortgages for people over the years. We did so many loans like that, and when that debt, when the payment requirement was gone, a smile just appeared. They got so happy and they had a new lease on life. So if you're a person who has that debt, you don't even know how much stress that's putting on you, your family, your relationships, and so in your beer tap. You know? So your beer tap is not helping with the credit card debt. So get this thing straightened out with a cash out refinance with TexasLending.com. Here it is, Bubba. We have a new construction set
to close in late September.
Okay. Let me say it different. We have a new construction set to close
in late September.
Yes. Okay. I said a new construction set. What is that? Okay. Okay. Set to close in late September. They must have locked it back.
A while back.
I think what's happening is they're getting autocorrect on their texting here. So they locked a while back at 5.2 for a 20-year. Is it worth a try and refresh the rates? Possibly. Okay, this is hilarious. This is a good one right here. This is fantastic. Listen to this one, folks.
Scared tactic.
This is the scare tactic. The person is locked at 5.2 with a lender who can't float down their rate. Says, is it worth to try to refresh the rates? The person I've been working with says it will hit my credit if they try to reconsider their rate. It will hurt their credit. This is a lie. Your credit will not be hurt to have your rate refreshed. I can tell you that. Now, whether the lender offers a rate reduction is a question.
Yeah.
Should I consider other lenders and shopping around? Or is it too late because we signed disclosures? So, is it too late? They're closing in late September. It's not too late. You have 6 weeks. Lenders can close loans like us. We can close loans in a couple of weeks right now. So, you know, the mortgage industry is down about 50% to 60% this year.
Right.
So, lenders have abilities to close loans very quick, and so you can get loans closed quick. And now, mortgage companies do not create lenders. And it's not necessarily the loan officer. It's not necessarily we don't create loan officers. Lenders don't create loan officers. Listen, it might not be the company you're talking to. It might just be the loan officer. Some loan officers have been trained in scare tactics. Some loan officers are afraid to lose your business. And so not going to hurt your credit to be shopping for a mortgage to get a better rate. I can tell you that.
People have to realize that you'd have to hit your credit 8 or 9 times to really make an
effect. If you're shopping for a mortgage, though.
Each one. When you shop for a mortgage, though, if you pull it once within a certain period, you can pull it as many times.
Here's the deal. When you go to shop for a car, auto dealers, when they pull your credit, have an auto dealer number. So I'm just going to make this up for safety for you guys at home without having to go too deep into this. So an auto dealer is given, they all have a 1 designation. Mortgage lenders have a 2 designation. People get a furniture card from one of those furniture places. They have a 3, when they pull your credit, they have a 3 designation. Banks have a 5 designation when they want to give you a credit card, right? So they have all these different designations. When you go shopping for a mortgage from 5 different mortgage companies, it all goes under the mortgage designation of 2. It's only showing up as 1 pull, okay? You're allowed to shop for a mortgage. Now, I can tell you this. If you're shopping for the house and the car and the motorcycle and the furniture and the credit card and the yacht all at one time, that's going to hurt your credit because you are a danger to creditors that you're taking on a lot of debt. But shopping for mortgages through all the different mortgage companies is not going to hurt your credit. Companies will say, well, they told me not to shop because it'll hurt my credit. That's a scare tactic. Only the companies who have the highest rates are going to say that. Make sure you call TexasLending.com. We're going to get you a great competitive rate. You can never say you're going to have the lowest rate. There might be someone working in their skivvies up there in Ohio somewhere, and they close one loan a month, and they're going to do it for nothing. So you never know. You never know. But we are going to be as highly competitive as you're going to find out there in the market at TexasLoney.com. All right. And we've been around a little bit. Make sure you call TexasLoney.com today, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply. Okay, listen, you can text us now. Huh, we have about 18 minutes left in the show, 972-387-4600. That's the text lines. Okay, now we got rid of the text noises.
Yeah.
See, when they were trying to hook up Tress down in Palestine, they put these new – radio set here in our studio looks like a bomb. It's got all these wires coming into it, green wires, yellow wires, red wires.
Don't cut that one.
Yeah. And so there were some new wires plugged in this week to try to get Trust connected in Palestine. And so we unplugged those, and we're pretty sure that those were the wires that were making your noises for you. Make sure that you go and you text us now, 972-387-4600. Thanks for letting us know. Mm-hmm. At first, we were surprised like you were. We had never heard that noise before on the TexasLending.com mortgage show. But that's good. We're all in the family, in the sports family here on 105.3 The Fan. You know, football season, Bob, I was sitting out on Thursday night. One of my childhood friends.
Oh, yeah?
They just moved here from California. They are one of the California refugees that escaped.
Not Ramirez.
Got
right?
here to Texas.
Oh.
And so they moved here. They moved here to Texas. They moved out in Keller.
Oh, okay.
And
sorry.
We went out to dinner. And we saw the football. You know, I haven't been paying attention. Yeah. We've been trying to pay attention to the mortgage world. And we saw the first football game on there. And so football season's back.
It's back.
And we can talk about football. But I don't think people are listening to us. For football talk.
I don't know. I think we do pretty good when we talk about it.
I don't know. Bubba's proud of what he thinks about football. And here's the thing. I'm from Detroit.
Oh.
So I grew up watching the Detroit Lions.
Well, and we're the new Detroit Lions.
The Lions, since I have been born, have never been to the Super Bowl. I think they're one of two franchises that have not been to the Super Bowl. And
is Cleveland the other one?
Well, Cleveland actually moved to Baltimore.
Right.
And so
yeah, they went.
Yeah. And so they that franchise
but this
went.
Cleveland.
But the Cleveland Browns have never been. That city has never been. And then the Detroit Lions have never been, and pretty much everyone else is gone. So see, the texts are coming in and you're not hearing them. I'm very proud. I'm very proud of this.
We did
right
it.
We
did
it.
It.
Yes,
we have
not
accomplished something.
Yes. We are so simple. We have good self-esteem because little simple things make us feel good about ourselves. Like Bubba just tells himself good things and he feels great all day. Okay. All right. Okay. We have all kinds of different information coming in. Make sure that you get your text in at 972-387-4600. We are going to take a break right now. Get your questions in now on the text line. Call TexasLoney.com and go online and apply at TexasLoney.com. We're going to come back for more of your questions on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasLoney.com mortgage show here for the final segment. We want to get your questions in, 972-387-4600. We will take those questions and answer them. And it's Inappropriate Uncle Bubba and Kevin Miller here.
And Tress is listening.
And Tress is listening. Now listen, here's the question. It says, good morning. They have a $400,000 30-year loan on a new build. It's 3 months from closing. Now, that was last week. Today it says, let's say you did a rate lock. Let's just say that, at 5.5, with an option to float down before closing. Fast forward to closing, and let's assume rates have nationally declined. What prevents the lender from saying 5.5 is your best rate? What would prevent them from – if a lender said 5.5 is the best you're going to get, is if the lender – there's two things. They don't have a way to float down your rate. They can say 5.5 is what you're going to get, but you can always shop. You can always shop. You can always call somebody else and say, what's your rate? Now, are they all going to have the same amount of service? Are they going to have the same amount of ease, you know, and with the technology and everything? That's a question. What prevents the lender from saying 5.5 is your best rate? Another lender that has 5.2 is what's preventing them from saying 5.5 is your best. Now, some lenders are just very proud of their business, and they're going to quote you 1% higher rate. I mean, you can go to the Rocket guys, and you can get a 0.5% higher rate than everyone else in the country if you want. That's what you can expect there. But you can call mortgage companies in Texas that can move just as fast and with fast technology and great service and know your backyard, and you're going to get a better deal. And so that's just the facts. And so you can, if 5.5 is what the lender's saying, if someone, let's say your bank is saying it.
Like I said, it's just, you know, what you're dealing with nowadays. I mean, the competition's going to be tough for mortgages. So people are going to try. Most people are going to try to save. I mean, yeah, just if somebody offers something better than what we've got locked at, and you send it to us in writing, we'll match it.
Yep. Hey, if you're shopping around and you say, hey, I got 4.5, we'll match it. TexasLending.com.
Yep.
972-387-4600. We want to be the best, but we never know.
I mean, you can't. You can't.
But we also have some of the best service. I've literally invested $5 million in technology in the last 3 years for very fast services, technology, information passing between the loan officers and the processors and the underwriters and everyone involved. And you're texting you the information and getting all this. And it's super fast. Not everyone has done this. And we've had loan officers leave to go to other places. And they came back a month later and said they don't even know what they're doing over there. And so we have technology to help all the people involved, the loan officer, the processor, everyone communicating. And so one of the things you're going to get from TexasLending.com is that service. And so you can call us today, 972-387-4600. All right, Bubba, here's the next one. My wife and I are both small business owners. Mm. Are they short business owners or small business owners? Small business owners and have too many write-offs to qualify for a typical mortgage using tax returns. Is a bank statement loan a legitimate way?
Yes.
Yes.
And we do them.
That's called the non-qualified mortgage. We do the non-qualified mortgage. We do the self-employed bank statement loan. You can call TexasLending.com. You can call now.
10% would be your down payment requirement.
972-387-4600.
Ask for the non-QM team because it's a non-qualified mortgage.
The non-QM team. Yes, we have a team of people, and they will help you. Make sure you go there today. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We only have a couple minutes left in the show. If you want to text us now, it's 972-387-4600. We appreciate everyone listening every week to the show. I know we're moving around. We're just like you. We go on vacations. Sometimes we have to play a show because all of us are out of town. But we want to be here for you each and every weekend to answer your questions. Someone right here in your backyard in Texas who's been around. We've been doing business since 1998, incorporated since 2001. We just started our 22nd year of business. And we intend to be here for a long time for you and your family. Make sure you call us today, 972-387-4600. The industry is going through tough times. Mortgage companies are shutting down. I know three call centers that shut down this week. And other companies have laid off thousands and thousands of people. TexasLending.com's had to have their share of layoffs. With an industry that's down 60 to 70% in some cases, refinances are down 83% year over year. 83%. So just like you and your business, if it was down 83%, there would have to be changes. But we intend to keep making changes to be here for you now and in the future. Make sure you go to TexasLending.com. We've been through it all, man. I started this company literally 30 days before 9/11. And we are trying to do business for 2 weeks, 3 weeks after 9/11, where there was no one trying to get a mortgage. And that we had just started. So we there was nothing going on.
Nobody was flying either.
And so and then we had the 2008 and then, you know, different tough times. All right. All right.
For one more question.
What are the options for mortgages on properties outside of the United States?
Ooh,
that's a good question,
that.
Man. Especially with all the different things going on and different countries having different rules and things like this. What are the options on mortgages on properties outside of the United States? TexasLending.com is not licensed outside of the United States to do loans. you're going to have a place that has international branches and things like this to be able to do such a thing. That's what I would suggest. Maybe go to a bank that has international ties, and or go to a bank in the local vicinity of where you're trying to get that loan. So if you're trying to get that loan in the Cayman Islands, you're going to have to go to the Cayman Bank. I think that might be a good place to start. Maybe if you're going to the Cayman Islands, you don't need to go to a bank to get a loan. All right. Well, we do appreciate everyone calling. Make sure that well, they keep on coming, Bubba.
You got time?
You just keep on coming. Okay, do you have any idea what a mobile home 1998 purchase price is? Now,
no.
Or do you have anyone who specializes in manufactured homes? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go on to this new thing. It's a contraption. It's called the Internet. And the Internet has a thing on it called the Google. And if you go to the Google and you type in manufactured home loans, you're probably going to find some options there. Now, listen, a lot of manufactured home loans are done under FHA loans, okay? And the loan officers are going to have to be trained. Typically, you're going to want someone who's trained in manufactured homes. Why should they be trained in manufactured homes? Because there's different requirements and there's different inspections and septic and electric inspections that are done on manufactured homes that are not done on regular other non-manufactured home loans. You can go online and check that out and find your best deal there. Because TexasSunny.com, we've dabbled in it. We've got in it. We've stepped back out of it. We may have an option for you on a manufactured home on an FHA loan. Call one of our loan officers. They're going to help you out through that. It's just going to depend on what the qualifications of that home are as well. Make sure you check that out today on TexasSunny.com. Bubba, anything for posterity?
No, I won't be here next week, folks. I'll be in Las Vegas.
I will be in town.
Inappropriately golfing with my buddy Wes.
Yes.
We're going to play the Wynn golf course.
Now, being a sports station, Wes is the head basketball coach at North Carolina State.
The women's coach.
For the women's basketball.
Yeah, he's from this area. Little known fact.
They almost made it to the Final Four this year.
Well, they got messed
double around. Double overtime. They got
triple overtime, messed around by the NCAA.
Well,
the number one seed should not be playing at the
number two.
Give
us the scoop on the recruiting over there at NC State.
Okay. It's all been portal.
We got to get out of here, folks. Make sure you go online and apply on TexasSunny.com. Make sure you call today. We have loan officers standing by right now, 972-387-4600. For Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, I'm Kevin Miller. So long. See you next week on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles. like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.